All right, we've now been joined by our race winner in today's NASCAR Xfinity Series race here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We're joined by Austin Hill, driver of the number 21 Chevrolet. Austin, tell us a little bit about those closing laps, that move you made there at the end to take home the win.
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess with about 10 to go, I noticed that the 16 was struggling a little bit. He was getting really tight, and I kept kind of missing my marks a little bit down in 3 and 4, and I kind of just had to tell myself that, you know, I need to back up my entry into 3, get back to throttle early, and really wrap the bottom off of 4, you know, really well. And when I got closed up on him, coming to, what was it, 2 to go, or we're about to take the white, I saw that he missed the line just a little bit down in 3 and 4, and he slipped up off the bottom, and I backed up my corner and got back to the throttle really, really early, and just hoping that it was going to stick. And it stuck really well. I was able to get beside him and then clear him, you know, before we got to turn one, which is huge. He wasn't able to come down and side draft me, and then he had to fend off the 7 there. And when I saw that I had a pretty decent gap going into 3, I just knew I had to hit my line just like I did the lap before, not come off the bottom, and, you know, we were going to be able to hold on to it and bring home the victory. So really cool win for me. I can't thank everyone at Global Industrial enough. Our Chevrolet was really fast today, but we do still have some areas to work on. I thought the 7 was a lot better than us on the long run, and I thought our short run was okay, but it definitely needs some improvement. So we got some things to work on, but really happy with how the season has started so far.
All right. Well, now take questions for Austin. If you have one, raise your hand. We'll work to get a mic to you, and we'll start here up front and work our way back.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Austin, we were talking before the broadcast, Doug Rice and I, about who's going to fill the gap and take the wins that Gregson and Gibbs and Allmendinger had last year. Do you think winning 2 out of 3, you're the answer to that? You'll be the guy with 5, 6, maybe 7 wins now that you've won 2 out of 3?
Well, I mean, I definitely have a lot of confidence going into this year. Last year, being a rookie, there was a lot of things I was learning about the car and just trying to, you know, figure out the limit of how the car was. And you know, when I first got into our 21 Chevrolet with RCR, I didn't like how they drove. You know, they were really tight for me a lot of races, and I wanted the car freed up a lot. So we really worked really hard during the season last year, and then in the off season, just trying to figure out, you know, what makes me tick, what I like, what makes me go fast. And we've started coming with a lot of different setups this year that are a lot freer. You know, has a lot more turn in the car. And, you know, we knew that we struggled with long run speed last year and that we were really good on the short run, and we were wanting to change that. And this year I thought that today's race especially, we almost went a little too far on losing short run speed, because I struggled there for the first 20 laps or so. And then once it kind of got going and we got in a rhythm, I thought we were really good on the long run. The 7 was still a little bit better, but I did think that we've made huge improvements from last year. And I have all the confidence in the world, you know, each and every week that we have a shot at winning.
All right, Lee, we'll go to Reed.
How did it feel to add a Speedway win to your resume?
Yeah, so that's something I brought up in my Victory Lane interview, is it feels nice to get a win outside of Super Speedway racing, to win on a mile and a half. You know, I was able to do that on the truck side. I was able to win on mile and a half and those other types of racetracks, road courses, that type of thing. And, you know, that's what I wanted to do this year. I knew that we were going to have chances and good shots at winning on the super speedways, but I wanted to, you know, get our mile and a half program a lot better. Phoenix will be a really good test for us to see where we stack up on the shorter tracks. So I'm looking forward to that next week. I think we have a lot of things, you know, good things going with the Chevy simulator and things that we've been working on the off season that I think that's going to show up when we go to Phoenix. But, yeah, it feels really humbling to you know, get that mile and a half win under our belt.
And you talked about the line in 3 and 4 being really thin. And, you know, we look at this track and we kind of see, well, you know, there's 1 and 2, 3 and 4. What kind of differentiates that from 1 and 2 just for us novices?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know why that it is, but getting into 1, I think because getting into 1, there's so much more banking, and there's more load. So you like land into 1 and it loads the front end. It helps it cut, helps it turn. And then you have the bumps down in 1 and 2 that will get you upset a little bit. But 1 and 2 is almost kind of straightforward for the most part. As long as your car's working well over the bumps in 1 and 2, I feel like everyone's pretty good through there. three and four is kind of where it kind of separates you and the other competitors is getting into three is a lot flatter of a corner, so it's very easy to overdrive turn three and miss the white line. You know, I view today's race in three and four like old Atlanta, where, you know, the Harvick line, you early lift, you get to the bottom really early, and you just wrap the white line, and it just gains so much grip if you're on the white line. But if you're that far off the white line, you're slipping and sliding, and you feel like you have no grip in the car. So that's something that I was really focusing on during our long run there when the 16 was getting away from us. I didn't think I was doing a very good job of that early in the run at painting the line and just being disciplined. And I did some things in the car, you know, putting some front brake to it, different things, because I kept getting the kind of free on entry into three. So did some different things there, and it seemed to help. And then I just had to stay disciplined on not overdriving my entry to three and really focusing on my exit off of four. That was what was going to create the better lap time. And I saw some other guys that were able to, you know, move up and maybe make a little lap time. But for whatever reason today, it just seemed like the bottom is where you needed to be. And if as long as you painted that line, you know, that's where the race was won. Yep, thank you.
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. Starting from 3 seconds back, when did you realistically think you had a chance to catch him?
Yeah, so, you know, during the green flag pit stop, my crew guys, they did a heck of a job. They actually got me out into the lead in front of the 16 with, I think, like a 10-car length lead. And I knew that my short run speed wasn't very good, so he ran me down really quick. I think within three or four laps he ran me down. He got underneath me and got around me. And then I kind of just went into the mode of when my spotter told me how many laps were left, he was like, hey, you got, you know, 50 to go or whatever it was. I was like, okay, you know, I'm just going to try to keep the 16 in my grasp and not let him get too far away. But I didn't want him to get too far away because I knew it was going to be hard to run him back down. And I actually had a really big moment into three passing a lap car. I went on the outside of the lap car into three, and spotter told me clear, which I was clear, but for whatever reason, when I turned down, I don't know if it was the wake off of the front end of that car, but I had a really big moment where I got really loose, had to chase it up the racetrack, and thought I was going to wreck it, and I lost a lot of time there. That's when I lost the 3 or 4 seconds, whatever it ended up being. And, you know, I kind of thought it would have been nice to have a caution, but I knew that on the longer end, you know, tail end of the run, we were going to be better, so I was kind of back and forth. Do I want a caution? Do I not? And then with about 10 to go, I saw that the 16 was struggling, and my spotter and them, they're telling me lap time each and every lap. And I'm like, all right, well, as long as it stays the same way and he keeps falling off and I keep maintaining, we're going to have a shot at it. And so I think with about 10 to go is really when it set in that I had a really, really good chance at winning the race. And I knew once I got there, I couldn't mess around. I had to make my move right away. And he just happened to slip up in 3 and 4, and it just gave me that opportunity to get underneath him.
All right, then we have a couple more hands. There was one in the back and then one up here.
Mitchell Brewer, Black Hat Sports. Austin, three races in, you've already equaled your win total from last season. What does that mean to you to accomplish something like that this quickly into the season?
I just think it shows our confidence as a organization. Everyone at RCR has worked really hard in the off season, and with the skew rule changes and the toe changes in the rear that we've had over the off season, you know, we went to work. We went and did a lot of simulator time. We've done a lot of things, just, you know, throwing out ideas and talking about a lot of different stuff, bouncing a lot of stuff off of each other on what we think that's going to make the car do and what it's going to make it handle like. So, like I said earlier, we came with a little bit different package than what we ever ran last year, just trying to get some turn in it. And I actually thought that I was a little too free at the end of the run there, but it was just good enough to obviously hold on and get around the 16. But, yeah, I mean, I just think it shows that we mean business. We're here to play, and we're here to win, and we are showing that confidence. I've had confidence in the off season and going into this season, and obviously winning at Daytona just builds the confidence even more. And now that we got a mile and a half win under our belt, I think we can go win anywhere.
All right, go ahead.
Tom Zaleski, Young Country Today. Austin, on the final lap, even as the 16 was fading, you had enough of the 7 in the rearview mirror. How did that change anything as far as your approach on that final lap? You had enough of him coming at you. What was it like to hold on to it?
Yeah, so I knew that they were going to be kind of side-by-side getting into one, so I knew that that was going to hurt their 1 and 2, both of them, a little bit. When I came off of 2, the spotter told me that you know, he was coming with a little bit of a run, but he was still like two or three back. And going into three, I just knew that I needed to enter early, hit the line, even if I had to back up my entry a lot, hit the mark, hit the line, you know, make him get dirty air or have to move up the racetrack and try to set the second lane. And as soon as I hit the line and I throttled up, when I looked in the mirror, I was like, okay, well, as long as nothing crazy happens, you know, we got it in the bag. So I just knew that I had to be very, very disciplined on entry to three because, like I said, I mean, I'm not even joking. You miss it by an inch, and you pay for it the whole corner, and that's what happened to the 16 there.
All right, Chris, over here.
Chris, NightCatchFence.com. Two questions real quick. First, do you feel better about the playoffs now that you got two wins in the bag?
Yeah, I do, actually. You know, coming into the season, I've had the mindset as, you know, I want to get stage wins and things like that, which we didn't today. But and I was really frustrated about that, actually, because I thought we had the best car in stage one, and I just could not get around the two guys that were in front of me at the end of the stage. And I was really frustrated about that. I'm like, man, sorry, guys. You know, I'm working in here trying. But, you know, I just felt like it was a one-lane racetrack at that point of the race, so it was hard to do that. But, yeah, I mean, I think it definitely helps having those playoff points, you know, going into the rest of the year. Just like I said at the start of the season, I want to get stage wins. So, you know, even though we won today, we left two stage wins out on the table that we could have taken into the playoffs. So that's a little frustrating to me. So we're going to keep working at it and, you know, try to be better next time, try to get those stage wins and just rack up those points so when the playoffs starts, we have a little something to fall back on if we need to.
And with your success last year in Xfinity and already this year two wins, do you think you're capturing the attention of the garage next door for looking long-term for you in the future?
You know, maybe. I don't know. You know, I'm just really, really focused on what I'm doing on the Xfinity side right now. I actually love racing the Xfinity cars. They're so much fun to drive. You like slip and slide around and do all those things. You know, if my phone starts ringing, then obviously I'm going to answer it and see who's calling. But I'm just happy where I'm at. I'm happy to be at RCR. You know, hopefully in the next year or so, then we can, you know, I can talk Richard and get in a third charter or something. I can go run a cup car for him because I love where I'm at. I just love the atmosphere and everything about RCR. So, you know, I hope I get to stay there for long term, but we'll just have to see.
All right, we'll go back to Lee.
You feel the dynamic change with Kyle Busch? I mean, I know he's not racing in your series, you know, with RCR yet, but do you feel like a change in the whole organization being fired up just because he's there in the building?
I definitely see it on the Cup side. The Xfinity side, I've talked to him briefly here and there. So we actually, Kyle and I, have not sat down and talked to each other very much yet. I'm hoping to do that, you know, here soon. But, you know, on the Xfinity side, I think that we already had a lot of confidence going into the off season that we thought that we should have won a couple more races than what we won last year. You know, we thought we should have won four or five races last year, and it just kind of slipped away from us at the end of the races or, you know, just – bad pit stop on my part. I might have sped on pit road. Something happened to where it kind of took us out of contention. So I feel like we're coming with the same sort of confidence and everything on the Xfinity side. But I can definitely see it on the Cup side that they're ticking a little bit different. You know, they have that little extra edge on them. And I'm sure that it kind of bleeds over into the Xfinity side a little bit. I know that, you know, with him racing today, I wanted to go out run him, and he was in a colleague car, which is basically an RCR car, so that just fired me up even more to go out there and outrun the colleague cars.
All right, any final questions for Austin? All right, congratulations on the win. Thanks
for
spending time with us.